On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the new Netflix series, Fight World, actor Frank Grillo. Thanks for coming in, Frank.
Thanks for having me, brother. Yeah.
And we were just talking about how we're both big fight guys, and ironically, we haven't crossed paths.
I know.
And know the same people and the same gyms.
By the way, I've heard all those people want you two to fight, apparently.
Everybody.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to have to, first I got to heal up.
I'll fight now.
Exactly. No, that's really cool, man. I mean, I always have the greatest amount of respect for people who appreciate combat sports and one-on-one, which I'm sure you feel the same way and just as passionate. Now, I haven't had the opportunity to see it yet, but I'm definitely going to check out Fight World. And for those who aren't familiar, tell me how the series works, because to me, just hearing about it, are you essentially Anthony Bourdain, but in the fight world?
Yeah, I mean, I actually ripped him off. And I did.
Oh, literally, okay.
Yeah, I really did. You know, I was doing a movie in China, and they said, you know, you can't, there's no boxing gyms. I go, I'll find the boxing gym. So I was in China, in Beijing. I found this gym, Fight Republic, met the guy who owned the gym. Wound up becoming friends with him. Trained there every day. He wound up showing me the whole city, but the real city. Do you know what I mean? And I'm a Bourdain fanatic. I watched his show incessantly.
And big jiu-jitsu guy?
I'm a big jiu-jitsu guy.
No,
too.
Bourdain was.
He turned into a big jiu-jitsu guy. He did. And I said, you know, there's something here because fight culture, you know, the brotherhood, we all know the brotherhood of fighting, it kind of transcends race and religion and certainly economic background.
Yeah,
and it kind of brings people together. I mean, if you're willing to get in the cage or on the mat or in the ring, it kind of, everybody's is the same.
Exactly.
And I'm like, there's kind of a show here. So my partner and I went and pitched it to Netflix. We had a relationship with them. They went, okay.
Nice.
And yeah, I went to six places. And
that's awesome.
It was really cool.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that. You can be hitting the bag next to a CEO and an ex-con on the other side.
Yeah.
So everyone's equal, and I always say it's the purest form of sport and individual man on man. You know,
yeah.
I've always been attracted to individual sports. I don't want to rely on anyone else's success.
Me too. Always kind of challenging yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And you keep growing as an individual. So where did your passion for fighting come from? How did it?
I started.
Did you grow up?
Yeah, I started wrestling when I was seven.
Okay.
And when people were going to like camp when they were kids, I went to wrestling camp.
Yeah.
And I was just obsessed with wrestling. And from wrestling, I got into boxing.
Wow. Exact similar backgrounds.
Yep. I got into boxing and then Muay Thai. And then in 1990, I moved to California and I met a dude named Hickson Gracie.
Yeah.
And he was training people in his garage in the Pacific Palisades.
Wow.
Before UFC, before any of that stuff.
Legend.
Before MMA. Trained with him for a long time. And then the movies that I started to do coincidentally became very fight oriented. And
wow, just coincidentally,
It really was.
That's cool.
And I did a movie called Warrior.
Love that movie.
Yeah,
That's right. You were Joel Edgerton straight.
Right.
I love that movie. Very underrated movie.
Very underrated
I wish
movie.
The UFC would have embraced it a little bit more.
Hates the movie.
I
hate the movie.
How can he hate the movie?
I'll tell you what.
There's politics involved.
No, he thinks it's a bad representation of MMA fighters.
He's incorrect as far as a film.
Khabib is jumping up.
right, exactly.
But then I did a series called Kingdom that was on DirecTV.
Yes.
And Dana White was obsessed with it, and he came to set, and you know, he dug that. But he felt that was a real representation, but it was an underrated movie. But
it was
a
very underrated movie. He's been here too. Next time he comes, I'm gonna.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. I like him, but that's right. I really like that movie.
And Kingdom was good too.
Kingdom was great. Yeah, underrated as well. But who cares? I mean, you know, when you're doing stuff, that's
sure.
you just do it.
Especially that you love. So it just sort of worked out that way. Look at how ironic.
Yeah, worked out that way.
Now, as far as the show, you said you went to six different places.
I did. I went to Brazil, but something happened in Brazil with one of the guys we were focusing on, and it prevented us from putting it on the air.
Oh.
It was unfortunate, but I was with Holger Gracie out there. I was with Mario Bustamante, who's a Brazilian black team. Amazing jiu-jitsu guys. I was with, I rolled with Jose Aldo. I got to train with him in Day-Day and the camp there.
That's
so
awesome. So you get to train with these fighters
and
at the same time sort of absorb the culture and hang out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then there's places. I went to Africa and they do this thing called Lamba. These guys are 6'8". It's ancient. They do it in loincloth.
Is that the wrestlers?
It's bare knuckle boxing into Greco wrestling.
Yes.
And when two points touch the sand, it's over.
Yeah.
So there's no ground fighting.
Yes, I've seen that.
It's amazing.
That's hardcore.
And these guys are gigantic. gigantic
Africans.
And no weights. They don't lift weights.
They're just naturally.
Right. It's crazy.
Dang, that's crazy. So where else did you go? You went to Brazil, Africa.
I'm in Mexico City. I went to Tepito, Mexico. I was with Nacho Berstein.
Oh, you had Romanza?
Yeah. I was with Nacho for about a week. I was with Julio Cesar Chavez. I was with Chiquita Gonzalez.
Right. Awesome.
Carlos Zabata. I mean, some of the great Mexicans. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
That was one of my favorite places because being a huge boxing enthusiast and being I'm a Mexican boxing fanatic.
Nice.
So to be in the belly of the beast.
Look at that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Frank Grillo, man. I'm turning into a big fan right here. So what place were you most surprised by?
Israel. Because we didn't go to see, there wasn't a fight culture per se.
The Krav Maga, did you train
We trained Krav with the Special Forces guys.
Got it.
What real Krav Maga was created for. And, you know, it's a country that I had an idea about, but, you know, it's these people are surrounded by 23 hostile nations that don't want them to exist.
Exactly.
So they're just warriors every day in their lives, all of them. They all go into the military and, you know, their heads are on a swivel all the time. And yet they live this kind of cosmopolitan life in Tel Aviv. It was really fascinating.
It is.
And I'm not religious, but when you go to the wall, I had a private showing of the. You can't help but feeling, okay, this is where this all began.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Mario went.
I actually went this last year, man.
You did.
It's pretty eerie, the similarities, both growing up and experiences recently.
That's wild.
Same thing. I happen to be religious, and so I really appreciated it. And you're right. They're essentially an island with countries surrounding them that hate them and want them dead.
Yeah, don't want
so,
them.
Yeah,
yet.
No. Yeah. I went to Palestine, too, and I got to see.
Yeah,
so the whole thing is fascinating, both from a spiritual aspect and just their way of life and the history and the culture there. But that's so cool, man. I definitely want to check this out.
You'll definitely, listen, you'll certainly get it and dig it.
Right.
You know, and I'm surprised. Like, I did it. It was, I hate to say that word passion project, but I did it because it was something that was, I thought was really be interesting.
Right. No,
response has been overwhelming. I mean, I'm sitting with Larry King, and NPR, and, you know, some highbrow people too. Like, you're not used to that. You know, doing fucking Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And the kind of movies I do are kind of like, you know, they're kind of high-end action movies, but still, the people that got this were people I'm not normally exposed to.
That's cool. Respect. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, good for you. I look forward to checking it out.
Thanks, brother.
And you've got a few other big projects coming up, man. I mean, you sort of alluded to them, but the Point Blank remake.
Yeah. Point Blank's a French film. It's a French film that my partner and I got the rights to, and we remade. It's me and Anthony Mackie and Marcia Gay Harden. Really cool, but we just finished it.
Nice.
And we have another movie called Boss Level come out. It's me, Mel.
But before we move on to that one, so essentially what's the premise with Point Blank?
Point Blank is a nurse whose wife's pregnant, a bad guy, and the bad guy's brother, the bad guy's in the hospital. The nurse gets jacked by the bad guy's brother, who then goes and kidnaps his pregnant wife and forces me to help. I force him to help me get away.
It's heavy.
So it's a remake of a very famous French film. And I did it no justice by describing it that way.
No, I got it.
But Mackie, you know Anthony Mackie, he's great. Marsh Gay Harden is great. So it's a cool cast, yeah.
Very cool. And then you're returning to the Avengers universe, back as Crossbones.
Oh, no, that's not, that was a rumor.
Was that a rumor?
And then I got in trouble for.
Really? Wait, did you start that rumor?
Oh, no, I didn't. Like, people ask me about it all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes I joke, and you can't say a word.
Yeah.
You can't say
ears are always listening.
By the way,
huh?
I could be in my bathroom at home, and if I say something somehow, it's on the internet in like 12 minutes.
Wow. So you got in trouble, huh? Well, what can you tell us about?
Not about that.
Not about that. Fair enough. And I know you said you had kids. How many kids you got?
I got three boys.
Three ball boys, huh? Nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah. How old?
21. 14.
21. When'd you start? Yeah. When you were 12?
14.
21, 14, and what?
And 11.
And 11.
10. No, how old is that?
10. He's in the neighborhood.
When you have a third kid.
10 or 11.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And do they share the same passion? Have you introduced it to him for the martial arts?
Yeah, my oldest son, we were just talking. My oldest son had his first smoker over at Pete's place and on Friday.
Nice.
And was killing it. He's been boxing since he's 11. And he got what I thought was just a bloody nose, but it opened up. And the ref, 30 seconds left, and a smoker stopped the fight.
Oh, man.
He was.
Did he break it?
He was not. Nope.
No, they didn't break.
He just got a really bad.
It was a Laker. Yeah.
He's got a deviated septum from birth, and I don't know if that affected it. But yeah. You know what he said to me yesterday? He goes, "Hey, Dad, I can breathe out of my nose now.
Look at that.
Yes,
upside right there.
Right?
Nice, man. And so you, as busy as you are, wouldn't you say one of the toughest things is carving out the time and being consistent with the training, because you're essentially not in charge of your own schedule, right? The hours are crazy.
You know, things have progressed in my career, at least, to where I can dictate my schedule when I'm on a movie. So
really,
so
nice.
Mostly. So I say, you know,
but the days are still long, right?
Yeah. I say I can't start till 8:30, right? So
that's a good move. That's a power move right there. I like that.
So that I can be at the gym at 5, right. Do my thing. I can travel with a trainer. And then go to work.
I like that move.
It's not a bad move.
I'm going to have to incorporate that.
Yeah, incorporate it in the contracts moving forward.
It's the biggest thing. Yeah. So I'm over here squeezing in lunch hours to go train
I can't do the whole deal.
I like that, man. Yeah, well, good for you. Yeah. All right, Frank, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
Blinded by the Light.
Nice. Manfred Mann. Manfred Mann. Bruce Springsteen wrote that.
Did he?
Yeah. 19 years old, he wrote that. All-time favorite fighter.
Oh, Jesus.
The Jesus fight?
Jesus is my all-time favorite fighter.
Yeah, you know, hey, he took the long count at the end, but ultimately. Yeah. Give me top three.
Muhammad Ali, because I love Muhammad Ali.
Like I'm asking your favorite kid.
I know there's so many.
I get it. I
love Bernard Hopkins. I love Julio Cesar Chavez.
Can't go wrong with that list.
You can't stop right there. Right?
I get it. Last movie you saw in theaters?
I don't know. Oh, it was a kid's movie. I just went to a movie with my kids. I forgot. I fell asleep. I don't go to the movie.
Incredibles 2?
Yes.
There you go. Yes. There you go.
Starting the most recent ones.
That
was
it.
Won them over. Went to sleep. Celebrity crush growing up.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
What was the film? Grease 2? That's when I fell for her was in Grease 2. Do you remember she was Stephanie Zanoni?
No, that was prior to Scarface. You know who else? You're probably too young for this. Is Rachel Ward.
Yeah, I know Rachel Ward.
You do.
Of course. Oh, I appreciate. I am flattered by how young you think I am.
I feel like you're 27 years old.
Number one.
I feel
Frank
like neither
Grillo
of you know how
now.
Old each of you are.
Yeah,
I do because it came up earlier.
How old are you, by the way? You look great.
53.
Oh, you look great, man.
Yeah, I'm hanging on.
That's young, by the way.
Yeah.
Great wig for 53.
Yeah, I just had this made, man.
Yeah. No. By the way, I call everybody's hair their wig, not essential. I don't mean that in a literal sense. No. My listeners know I don't mean that in a literal sense.
My friends all make fun of me. They say, you color your hair and you have a wig. I'm like, first of all, if I had a wig, I wouldn't color my hair.
Right.
It's my hair.
Right.
And I have gray. I'm not going to color my hair.
Wow. No, I'm going to lie.
I would tell you.
I do color it. And it is not a wig either. But yeah,
but
I'd be like Anderson Cooper over here if I didn't. Right there. Seriously. You really don't paint?
Never.
Come on, Frank.
I swear to
54, you got not
53.
In the...
Why are you aging me?
Did you just say you were 54?
53. Why are you missing?
Excuse me. Like I'm way off. Not even the beard. Damn. You're like reverse
over
here.
Look at the grays in my
what grays? I don't see anything. Are you kidding me? It's like microscopic. The hair is fantastic. You're like on my Mount Rushmore of great wigs here. Are you kidding me?
My father, he's 74 years old. He still has his hair.
Wow, that's great.
He lost his mind a long time ago.
Yeah. my dad's like Santa Claus, white.
It's white. Yeah, I love white. I hope I go white.
Really?
Yeah, I love white.
The Kenny Rogers. Okay.
I like it. Yeah.
Now, you got a long way to go. You might hit it at 70. New Year's resolution?
To try to be a little more patient with my children.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah, it's not going to work.
You can always resolute.
Yeah.
Well, watch Fight World on Netflix, and you can follow him on Instagram at FrankGrillo1. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks,
pleasure
to
finally meet.
Yeah, I know.
On with Mario Lopez.